I love the fact that we learn so much with this from you. Hello, good morning. Who's this?
It's Gene.
All right, go ahead and stump us.
The Mo Berg from Pursuit of Happiness does a bunch of work with other Canadian bands, and such as The Odds. And then to thank him, they put him in Rich Video theirs.
Okay, what he
who
works
was,
with
the,
who?
The Odds?
The Odds, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
And so they put him in, they put him in a video.
In an Odds video.
Yeah.
So we just have to name that song that's in the video.
Yeah. I got a choice here. Someone who's cool or maybe heterosexual.
Let's go with heterosexual man.
All right. Heterosexual man.
Brain.
Hello?
Yeah, it was Eat My Brain.
Eat My Brain.
The classic Eat My Brain.
Oh,
yes, of course.
One of my all-time favorites.
That's a good tune.
Hi there. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is John.
All right, John, go ahead and stump us.
All right, let's see how good you guys are. Which Canadian artist was part of a band called The Great Speckled Birds before going on his own?
Ian Tyson.
Nope.
Well, yes.
Well, yes.
Okay, so maybe you need to phrase your question a little differently.
All right. Which Canadian artist went to the zoo the other week after being part of the Great Speckled Bird?
What? You're all herbed up, aren't you?
Hey, dude.
You're all herbed up.
What's the answer to the question?
David Wilcox.
Okay.
All right.
An artist went to the zoo the other week to see a kangaroo.
Okay.
All right, dude.
Nice talking to you. Whoa. Remember we were talking about moderation earlier today? Hi there. Who's this?
This is Frank.
All right, Frank, go ahead and stump us.
What band was originally called Brave Belt?
Oh, that's BTO.
BTO.
Yes.
You guys are great.
Hi there. Who's this?
It's Mike.
All right, Mike, go ahead and stump us.
What Canadian lead singer did one album with Moxie after Buzz Sherman left us?
What Canadian lead singer did one song with Moxie?
One album with the band Moxie.
After who?
Buzz Sherman, their lead singer, left.
Oh, okay. Filling in on them. Moxie.
Filling in for one album.
Jeez.
Canadian lead singer.
I remember Moxie.
Is Dave Bedini a lead singer?
No.
Yeah,
no?
He is. Sort of. It's not. Rio Statics.
Before that.
I don't know. Who was it?
It was Mike Ranosky. Went on to Mike Reno with Loverboy.
Huh.
Oh.
Okay. Right. Went on to.
The one album.
He changed his name, I guess.
Jeez, I didn't realize Moxie. You know what I'm thinking of is Moxie Frumus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, different generation
totally
right there.
Different thing, yeah.
Hi there. Good morning. Who's this?
It's Daniel.
All right, Daniel, go ahead and stump us.
All right. What was Frapper Wine's very first album? What was the title? What was the name of it?
Come Taste the Band or something?
Say it louder, Woody, so we can hear you.
Well, I'm not committing to it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So the title of April Wine's very first album.
April Wine.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Good job. Excellent.
Well done. No, that wasn't the answer.
Yes, it
No, it wasn't.
It's not the answer?
Well, what is it? Are you saying it's just April
Randall
Wine?
Said it was April Wine.
I was playing with him.
That's the title of the album, April Wine.
Yes, it was April Wine.
Thank you!
I've
got
to
trust yourself, Randall.
I did trust myself.
Hi there, good morning. Who's this?
It's Russ.
All right, Russ, go ahead and stump us.
Well, you've been in Ottawa a long time, so I want to see. We're going to stay local. Lead singer.
Five-man electrical band.
You got it.
Thank you. Well, give us the question, though.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Lead singer for the band Octavian.
Oh, so the... Oh. Did you change your question?
Yes, he did.
I thought you said the answer was five-man electrical band.
Well, no, you answered it before I even asked the question.
But it was still the right answer, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
What was your question going to be?
It was going to be lead singer's name for the band Octavian in the late 60s.
who ended up doing some singing with the Cooper Brothers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I figured if you're local, you'd know this easy.
Well, I know who the guy is. He toured with the Cooper Brothers. I saw Octavian.
John Pulkkinen.
We hadn't answered yet.
Well, I figured that was close enough.
Oh, okay, good. All right. I'm confused. Woody, you shouldn't answer so fast. You screwed it up. We get out a perfect record here. Hi there. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Lori.
All right, Lori, go ahead and stump us.
What Ottawa Valley local band, well, I guess Ottawa Valley would say local, had a hit with Calabogie Boogie?
Oh, really local.
Calabogie Boogie. Yeah, it's got to be very, very local.
What's that band who's always out there? Ambush.
No.
No.
No?
Well, they do. They have recorded, though.
Yeah.
Yes, because there is an album out there, which I actually own.
But it's not Ambush.
No. My second try?
No.
No. Metagenesis.
Who? Metagenesis. Well, there's a blast from the past.
Is that a blast from the past?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
They played the clubs. And
great.
Yeah.
It was a hit?
Well, you got some play. Metagenesis.
Wow, that is...
It's one of your local bands.
Local and old, yeah, Metagenesis. Yeah. Hi there. Final question here. Who's this?
Jonathan.
All right, Jonathan, go ahead and stump us.
Who's the drummer for the band?
For what? Levon Helm.
The band.
Yeah, that's correct.
Levon Helm, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Always love a softball to finish up.
That was too easy.
Doc and Woody in the morning. 106.1 Shay.